This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Look, the month of Ramadan is almost over. MashaAllah, a lot of you have been fasting. Many of you have been trying. Many of you have been keeping part of the fast because you're children. So alhamdulillah, many of you are fulfilling your salah and you've done so much. The recitation of the Quran, many of you are listening to so many different reciters. And I see all the names of the favorite reciters. Amazing, beautiful. Today I have a message for you. We don't need to have everything that other people have. When you go to school, when you go somewhere, you go to the mall, the shopping center, your friends, the neighbors, whoever else it may be, when you see them with certain things, you don't need to have all of those things. Because Allah has given you other things sometimes that He didn't give them. You know, mashallah, we have a home, we have folks we live with, perhaps our parents in most cases, sometimes a guardian, and subhanallah, we have some food to eat and something to drink, we have a bed where we can sleep, we have so much. That's a gift of Allah. Now, if we're going to look at what other people have, we will never be happy because they will always have different things from what you have. So if you have a toy, they might have another toy. Now, if you want that toy, if you get it, you're going to see someone else with another toy. And then you're going to want the other toy. So now you're not happy with the first two toys. And then you'll see a fourth toy and you'll want that one and so on. So remember, be happy with what you have. Play with the toys you have. You need to make use of whatever Allah's given you. If, for example, you don't have a phone, most parents don't give their children phones, okay? Many parents don't give their children phones. It's not a good idea to give a young child a phone. So because when you have a phone of your own, so many wrong things can happen. You'd rather use your mom's phone or your sibling's phone, perhaps your dad's phone, maybe if he's got a phone that wouldn't disturb his work, even mum, she's got a phone that wouldn't disturb her work. So we can make use of someone else's phone. But at a certain age, maybe you might get a phone. It might not be the best latest phones, because if you have the latest all the time, you're never going to be happy. Never. You need to be happy with what you have. I have something. I have my toys. I have these cars. I have some small games that I play. They may not be the latest, but there goes. And sometimes if you're lucky, your parents or those you live with might tell you, if you do something really good, I might give you a prize. That prize might be made up of something you like, maybe if they can afford it. So sometimes our parents cannot afford what other parents have. So we won't be able to have those things. It's okay. You look at it, you smile, you say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, Alhamdulillah, and you carry on. And Allah will bless you. So if you work hard and you are an honest child and you're a good person, you know what? You're going to get a lot of goodness coming in your direction. Not just in this world, but even in the next. And Allah will bless you in so many ways. So I thought of this short message to tell you, you don't need to have everything that other people have. And you can't just see things and say, I want this and I want that. And then you're upset if your parents don't buy it. You know, sometimes parents don't tell you, but sometimes they can't afford it. And they need money for food, for clothes, to pay for the rent, for the house, or to pay for the debt they might have. They need money for so many things. And then when we're troubling them with little things, sometimes they don't mind because it's okay, but sometimes it's difficult. So don't worry. Maybe another person, the person you're looking at, your friend or your neighbor or someone at school or someone at the mall or wherever, they might be a little bit more wealthy. It's okay. Allah may have given them some things. He may have given you some things that He didn't give them. So, mashallah, tabarakallah. Please try to understand what I've just said today. And we thank Allah for whatever He's given us. The day you can afford it, you may want to have something that's important. Ask yourself, is this very important? If it's not very important, you don't need it. You want it. There's a difference. If I need something, that means I can't do without it for survival. And if I want something, I can't do without it, but I just feel like I want to have it. Sometimes you can't afford it. And it's not good, like I said, to follow the latest all the time, because you have the latest phone today. Next year, you're not going to like it because there is another one that's going to come out. You have the latest toy today. Next year, you're not going to like it because there is another one that's going to come out. You have the latest car today. Next year, you're not going to like it because there's a later one that's going to come out, and so on. Just be happy with what you have. And Allah will bless you. Allah will bless you. So the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has taught us that we should be happy with what we have. You know, it's called al-qana'ah. Al-qana'ah. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, keep me satisfied with what you have blessed me with. Make me happy with what you gave me. You know, your parents might be different from other parents. If your parents have more rules and more regulations, no problem. It's fine, I'm going to follow them. Those are my parents, they love me. And they want me to succeed. That's the reason. So may Allah bless you all. And may Allah grant us a good ending of this month of Ramadan. Remember Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. I'm going to talk about it in my next video with you, inshallah. In the meantime, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.